We know it's good. It's confirmation from God. If it doesn't even, it's going to work. All right? In Jesus' name. It's going to work. Amen. Believe in God. I trust God. But tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about change. It's time for a change in our life. Time for a change in our world. Time for a change in our atmosphere.
All right.
Amen. We need the Holy Ghost to consume our atmosphere and fall on us every day. Yeah. I'm going to ask that you get with us. I'm going to do about 5 minutes, and then I'm going to hand it to Kevin. He's going to do about 5 minutes, and we're going to go back and forth for however how long we last, or when we run out of stuff to preach about, the Holy Ghost stops laying stuff on us. It's 8:10 right now, so we should be finished by 9. So who's going to get behind us and preach with us? Amen.
Amen.
Who's going to amen? Who's going to clap with us? Amen. I promise you, if you get behind the preacher, he'll get tired real quick. Amen. He'll get tired real quick, unless you're Brother Hart. Elder Hart. Elder Hart. Here's a story. Right at the end, right at the end of his message, he said, in closing, and he took off his jacket. And if you know Brother Hart, when he takes off his jacket and says in closing, it's not in closing. It's basically just starting. So it's an old story that we always joke around with Brother Hart. Amen. I miss them. Pray for them every now and then. God loves them. Amen. What happened to Medulla here? Okay, there it is. You can be seated as long as you guys are going to get behind us and preach with us. Amen.
Amen.
Change ahead. Change. Time for a change. Genesis chapter 19 and verse 14. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. I'm going to stop right there. We all know the story that Lot was living in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, and there was all these things that were going on around him, all the different sins, all the different problems and stuff. By the way, this was not what I was going to be preaching about, but once I got here, this verse started laying heavily on me. So, anyway, just side note there. But they were in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, and there was all the evil stuff going on, just like in our world today. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. Amen? Lot was living inside the city. There was something that happened in his life that made him decide to live in that city. Abraham gave him a choice. Abraham was standing here, Lot was standing here, and he said, look out there, which spot of land do you want? And Lot chose the one that was facing towards Sodom. And sooner or later, they were living inside of Sodom. If you're not careful, Satan is going to distract you enough to where he is going to confuse you enough. And he's going to back you out slowly. He's going to back you out of the youth group. He's going to back you out of church. He's going to back you out of Sunday school. He's going to back you out of everything that he knows that's going to be an encouragement to you. He's going to back you out of it. Because once he backs you out, and once he gets you all alone, then you're his. Because there's no encouragement there. There's no strength there. There's no joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen? But if you're not a part, if you're not doing what's right, how many of y'all know what I'm talking about? If you're not careful, you can get distracted by things that are going on, the entertainment of this world, and you can get pulled back. And the change that you once had in your life, Brother Colton, you talked about this on Wednesday night, about the change that happened in your life. We have saw the change that's happened in Cody's life.
Yeah.
Several people from his school said, that Cody's just not the same. That's not the same Cody. I mean, because he just like completely changed, done a whole 360 degree change and changed his life. That's what the Holy Ghost will do. But if we're not careful in our life, the change that we once had, it will go away.
Yeah.
Lot is a living proof of this. He was living in this city. How can you get so wrapped around life and now you're living inside of Sodom and Gomorrah? But the verse that I wanted to read about was at the end of this. Lot goes to his son-in-laws and says, "Hey guys, get up, let's go. We got to get out of the city because God's fixing to destroy it." And the Bible says, "But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law." So it was like that his son-in-laws, there was a change in Lot's life. He was once a very nice Christian-like kind of person. But then he started getting wrapped up in the old world. And then things started happening. Evidently, he changed to his son-in-laws. Whenever he told them, "Hey, let's get up, let's get out of the city." And we know the rest of the story, that the only ones that actually left the city was Lot, his wife, and his two daughters. Right? Amen. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. That's exactly what happened. So his two son-in-laws, they lost their way. Something happened. Lot changed. Something happened in Lot's life that changed to where his son-in-laws did not see him as the person that he once was. People and things are going to come and go in our life. Things are going to change. We all know that we're going to get older. Different things in our life, our different hormones and stuff, all these different things are going to start changing. Brother Kevin's fixing to get married. Little big-headed, snot-nosed little kid finna get married. Things are going to change in our life. We're going to go from bad people, smoking dope on the weekends, getting drunk, getting high, to living for God, celebrating Jesus, celebrating the life of Christ, receiving the Holy Ghost, having that power run inside of us. We're going to change in our life.
Amen.
That's a good change.
Yes,
that is a good change.
Yes.
But things are going to happen in our life that are going to come and go. You have to know which ones to hang on to and which ones to let go of.
Amen.
There's friends that come in your life. There's things that come in your life that whenever it's time for them to go, it hurts. Brother Brandon, what you were saying earlier, your loved ones in your life. God does everything for a reason. God places everything in your life for a reason. But at certain times, it's time to let go. There are changes that's going to come in your life. There's deaths that's going to come in your life. All these different things are going to come at you. But the one thing that you have to remember is that you have a God that loves you. You have a God that will never leave you nor forsake you. And the change that he wants to bring in your life is much more greater than the change that Satan or this world has to offer. Amen. Romans 12 and verse number 1 and verse number 2 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice." How many of y'all like to sacrifice? Not very many of us, because it's hard. "Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy." How many of you like to live your life holy? We all should have our hands up. Amen. "Acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable." What's the worst? What does the word reasonable mean? Sister Cherie? What's the word reasonable mean? Right. I mean, it's something that is logical. Exactly. But which is your reasonable service? That is our reasonable service. That's our logical service, is to present ourselves holy and acceptable unto God. "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. There's a change coming, and you better be ready for it. Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand and clap of praise in this place tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. I want to get straight to the point. My title is, there's a change coming. Acts 2, 16 and 20 says, let me get to it. But this is which is spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great notable day, the Lord coming. Like Brother Bacon was saying, there's a change coming. If y'all not ready for it, you will be standing by yourselves. See, there's a song that they sung at Man Conference a couple years ago, and I love it so much. There's a song saying, Lord, I see you drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing by your side, holding your hand. You know, this world that we live in today is corruptible. You know, the things that's going on with the government and everything, you know, it's just God is coming back. If you're not ready, like I said, you will be standing on the outskirts by yourself. But I want to ask a question tonight, and it says simply, there's a change about to happen, but are we ready for this change that's coming? Are you ready for this change that's about to take place tonight? See, in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, it says, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their ways, then I will heal their land. You know, we have to, don't worry about what's going on out here in this world tonight. You know, we get made fun of, I got made fun of plenty of times of coming to church on a Friday night, hanging out with the youth group. Oh, man, let's go to the game. Let's do this. Nah, man, I regularly be in church, you know what I'm saying? Because I know, you know, one day there's some change that's going to come, you know. God is getting closer and closer each day. We have to get ourselves prepared. You know, it's time to stop shaking and faking, you know, coming to church on a Sunday night and you're all into it. And then Monday, Tuesday, you're out there hanging with your clique. Then Wednesday, you're back in church. Hallelujah. Then Thursday, you're out there hanging with your little clique. Friday, you come to youth service. Hallelujah. And then Saturday, you're back out there doing things. You know, it's time to, you know, put all that aside. We got to get real, you know what I'm saying? God... If we put effort in it, and my biggest thing, like me and Talik was always, we always talk, you know, if we put effort in it, you know, God, he's going to pour out his spirit no matter what, you know what I'm saying? If you want it or not, he's going to give it to you, but you have to put effort towards it. You have to accept it, you know, like there's a song, you know, says, I give myself away. This mic got a shortage. But, you know, you have to put effort towards everything you do. You know, there's nothing out here in this world that's easy. You know, in this world nowadays, as a young generation, because God has called this generation to do things that's impossible. I mean, he has called us to go places that's never been, you know, that missionaries has never been before. He has called us to preach, you know what I'm saying? It's a pastor on Facebook, well, not Facebook, he's on YouTube, his son, from Mississippi, some little boy, I forgot their name, his name will come to me later, but he's a little guy. He's on YouTube, a sensational preaching and everything. Apostolic young guy. If God can use him, he can use us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we just have to, you know, put effort towards everything we do. Oh, this tablet getting on my nerves. And, you know, we have to stop putting things on the back burner. God has given us these signs that's going on, you know, with these snowstorms that's happening, with the tornadoes, you know, earthquakes that's happening in these big towns. Even Dallas, you know, having earthquakes, you know, he's given us a sign that I'm coming back. You know, if you're not ready, you're going to be standing by yourself. You know, we need to stop sleeping. You know, we've been asleep too long. It's time to wake up and open our eyes and see that God is coming back soon. And tonight can be the last night. You know, if you're here tonight and you don't, and Brother Bacon's the youth pastor, I'm not trying to, you know, take his spot, say nothing out of the way. But if you're here tonight and you have not accepted God, tonight is the night, because tonight can be the last night. I was talking to Talika, on my way back from Tala, and was talking about it. And I like to talk like, you know, tonight can be the last night that, you know, I ever get to talk to you again, or, you know, even be able to, you know, stand up here with an amazing man and tag team preach. I'm like, God can come back tonight. I'm like, you know, but we have to be ready. You know, there's a change that's coming. And if you're not ready for this change and everything, you know, we're going to be standing alone. I have lost family members that I want to see saved sitting on this front pew and everything. I have a mother. I have a stepfather. My father went on to be with the Lord last year, you know, which that was a change, because that Saturday before it happened, me and him, we hung out for 5 hours, rode around, laughed, ate donuts, ate some pig in the blankets, and just having a good time, you know, like a father and son, you know, how they had that bond and everything. And we were just talking about things, and before I got out of this car and got into my sister's car, he always called me Big K. He's like, Big K, no matter what, I love you. I'm like, I love you too, Brooke. That's what his last name is Brookins, but we always call him Brooke. I'm like, I love you too. He's like, no, honestly, he's like, if anything happened to me, I always remember that I love you. And I'm like, all right, you talking out of your head. Love you too. I'll let you later. Get the phone call Sunday night during the Christmas Christmas curling. Father, not see you. Don't know if he's going to make it. Get the phone call Monday morning at 6:15, which I never forget. I was in Brownsboro. A cousin called. Dad just passed away. It's like, man, you know, it hits you all of a sudden. It's like, you know, what can you do? You got to accept that change. You know, I'm glad I got to spend time with him that Saturday before all this took place and everything. But there is a change that's coming, and we have to be ready for it. You know, you can't put things off. You can't put things on the back burner. You got to, you know, go full steam. Go ahead. You know, this world talks down on us Christianities. You know, they look at us as apostolics. Oh, you know, we high class and all this stuff. You know, they don't like, I'm going to put it this way, they don't like for what we stand for. You know, as long as I've been living, I've never seen an apostolic Pentecostal on fire for God preacher president in office, honestly. But, you know, that can happen one day if God don't come back soon and everything, which he will be back real soon. He's coming back to get his church, and those that's ready, we'll go with him, and the ones that's not will be standing left here alone.
Amen. Amen, amen. Lord forbid, but if you ever go to prison, what's going to happen? As soon as you walk through the gate, they're going to take everything that you got, and they're going to issue you a certain wardrobe. Amen? Going to issue a certain wardrobe. You're going to have to change from what you came into, right? Amen?
Amen?
Come on, young people. Get with me here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
It's going to be a change that happens. You go from a regular citizen to a felon. It's going to be locked up. It's a change that happened in your life immediately.
Right.
Whenever you become part of a team, whether it's a baseball team, football team, whatever, they're going to issue you a uniform. When you step out on that field, you're going to wear that uniform. You have to change out of your regular clothes into their clothes. Amen? Why do you got to do that? Okay, but what is the main reason for that happening? And so they can tell you apart. Right? I mean, if you had, let's just say that everybody in the world wore red, okay? And you put people in prison and they wore red too. How would you ever tell anybody apart? That's why they have the orange jumpsuits that are like real, real bright, and the black and white stripe, because they want to set them out. They want everybody to know, hey, these people right here, they're different. They're dangerous. Something happened in their life that has made them like this. It's a change. When you go into the military, any branch of the military, Marines, Air Force, Navy, Army, Coast Guard, National Guard, whatever you go into. Brother Brandon, I'm sorry, but they're not going to let you go on the battlefield dressed like that right there. They're not going to let you go on the battlefield dressed in jeans. But they're going to issue clothing that's going to help protect you. Amen? They're going to give you these boots, combat boots, that are real, real tall. So if you're running through the jungle or whatever you're doing, nothing's going to... I'm not saying that it's going to be... Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be invisible, but It's something to help you out. It's a change in their life. It shows them, shows us that they are different. The body of Christ, when you come into the church and you receive the Holy Ghost, there's a change that happens in your life. The Bible tells us plainly that we are to go in this world and to be separate. To be separate from this world. And if you allow that change to happen in your life, if you allow change, and the change that I'm talking about tonight is the change of the Holy Ghost. It's the change of God. It's the change of His Spirit upon our life, upon our soul, upon our church. Amen?
Amen.
But the body of Christ, we have a uniform that we have to wear. I know I don't look like Brother Kevin tonight. I have on black, and he's got on white. It's kind of ironic. But even though we don't have on the same uniform, we still have on the same Holy Ghost. We have that change that happened in our life. We have to adapt to that change that's happened in our life. We have to let that change flow through our life and flow through other people's life, through our family members' life. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but this church would not be big enough to hold all the people in my family. But Kevin, I'm sure yours is the same way. I'm sure everyone in here. We have tons of family. We have aunts and uncles and cousins and nephews and nieces and aunties and on and on and on. First cousins, second cousins, third cousins, great aunts, great grand. It just goes on and on and on. But I would love so much to have my family sitting in this house tonight. I would love for them to be here every service. Brother Terrence, I would love to see every one of them baptized in the name of Jesus, going down in that lovely water. The bad thing is, 50% of them has already been down in that name. They know what church is all about. They know what the Holy Ghost has done. They know about that change that's happened in their life. But something has happened in their life that they have let Satan back them out. Something has happened in their life that they've got upset. They've wore that little feeling on their shoulder. They've got upset about something that happened at church, something that happened with God. They blame Him, or they leave the church for something ignorant. I'm sure it's probably something real stupid that they got out of church in the first place. Some cigarettes or some alcohol or some female or some male. But I'm telling you, that is the game of Satan. If you're not careful, that change will leave your life. And it'll change you in the other directions. It'll change you in the other direction. Acts chapter 3 and verse number 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, who they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Every day this young man sat the certain spot, every single day. Every day, Brother Colton. Every day. Day after day after day after day. Somebody had to go get him. Bible says he was lame from his mother's womb. Every day they had to go get him. They had to carry him. I'm sure it took 2-3 people. But every day they had to go get this brother. And they had to set him at the gate. Every single day. Be back after a while. And he sat there at that gate all day long. And the whole reason he sat there was to ask alms. Alms is like coins and money and stuff, whatever. But he sat there every single day. Every single day. Day in and day out. Day in and day out. Pretty tiring, huh? It's kind of like our life is, right? I mean, we eat 3 or 4 times a day. After a while, you would think that we would get sick and tired of food, right? But it's just the opposite. Food just grows on us. The taste just grows on us. Amen. Verse number 3. This lame man, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms. So he asked them guys, he said, "Hey fellas, a little bit of alms, please. Won't you have some change or whatever? little bit of alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, so Peter stopped and he looked at him. He fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. When you come into the house of God, and I've said this 100 times, but we need to expect something. We need to expect great things to happen in the house of God. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I don't know about you, but when I walk in your house and you say, "Brother Bacon, make yourself at home. The refrigerator, have your liberty." You know what I'm going to do, sister? I'm going to raid that icebox, first of all, to find out what's in there. Open that icebox up. All right, this is the fried chicken for after a while. This right here, this right here. Ooh. What you got in the freezer? It's ice cream sandwiches. Yes, sir. I'm going to have my way in your house. I'm going to have my way. That's how God is when he comes into the house. He has his way. Amen? I thank the Lord so much. We've been having some awesome services. But the Bible says that the best is yet to come. Greater things shall we do.
Amen.
So he was expecting to receive something from them guys. And Peter said unto him, he said, "Hey man, I'm sorry bro. I'm broke. I ain't got no money. I ain't got nothing. You know, I can't help you out." He says, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee." Such as we have. We have that Holy Ghost inside of us. We have that tongue-talking ability that God has given us and flows through us, that we have the power. The same power that Jesus Christ had, we have that power, Brother Colton.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't think about that. But the same Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God that we have once was the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that Jesus Christ had in him, we have in us. Amen?
Amen.
We should be shouting about that. That's exciting. That is awesome that we have the Spirit of God. We have that Holy Ghost. We have that power. The Bible says that we shall receive that power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us.
Amen.
He said unto him, he said, "Buddy, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. He needed just a little bit of help. Sometimes people need a little bit of help. Amen? When you see that they're down and they're going through things, just grab them by the hand and say, "Brother, come on. We can do it. We can make it. Let's just keep pushing on through. We can make it." He grabbed him by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them in the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. You don't think that young man thought, "There's a change going to come in my life here in a couple of hours"? He probably thought that he was just going to come and sit at that gate again like he had done every day. I bet he was even thinking, "You know what? When I get home tonight, I'm going to have me some cornbread." I mean, because they didn't have like pizza and stuff like we do way back then. She was like, "You know what? I'm going to have me some meal, some water, you know, and get a little smidgen of salt on there. Sounds good. But of course, I'm going to have somebody help me because I'm lame and can't really do anything on my own." I mean, I could just imagine what he was sitting there thinking, you know? This is just a normal day. But then, the Spirit of God works through Peter and works through John. And they come in there and they say, "Hey, silver and gold, we don't have riches for you, buddy. But such as I have, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." The Bible says that man leaped up. Leaping up, his bones and his ankles. The change happened in his life that day. And the change can happen in your life today if you allow it to.
First Corinthians 15 and 51 says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be risen incorporate, and we shall be changed." See, let me get back to my notes. A change is a good thing, but also it can be a bad thing. It depends on where you go with it. If you want to change and become a better person, or you can change and stay that same person you have been, stealing, you know, out here being manipulative, you know, taking stuff that don't belong to you. You know, it depends on, it's, when I was thinking about it, Wednesday night, laying in bed, I was like, you know, that's true. You know, change can be a good thing or it can be a bad thing. We can change for the good or you can change for the worse and everything. And if you change for the good, that's the road everybody should go down. You shouldn't be that person that you was 10, 15 years ago. When you come to church and you stand up here and you ask God, you know, like Colton said Wednesday night, when he came to our first youth rally or something like that, he seen how everybody was worshiping, like, you know, I want what they got. I want that fire, you know, I want that desire, you know. Amen, thank you, T Swag. If you ask God, you know, to give you that desire, you know, and fill you with His Holy Spirit, He will. You know, that's a change, you know, because then people will start to sin. You know, people you was hanging out with, they'd be like, hold up, you know, something wrong with KB. He ain't the right person no more, you know what I'm saying? He ain't into going out here getting high on Friday nights, you know what I'm saying, trying to get with every girl and all that. You know, something is changing about him, you know. I want to know what's going on, you know. I mean, it's good to tell people, hey, look, you know, I found something that's better than smoking weed on Friday nights. Found something better than drinking alcohol on a Saturday night. You know, instead of going to the club or to Coal Miners, which is up the street, you know, I found something better than that, you know what I'm saying? I don't get high on marijuana no more, but instead of getting high on marijuana, I get high on the Holy Ghost and everything. You know, that's a change, you know. I love that change, you know. I've asked God, you know, I was 11 years old, and I stood right there in the middle, and I asked God that night, because I seen everybody how they, you know, lifting their hands and worshiping, and I heard some people. I didn't know what they were speaking in. I really didn't. I thought they were speaking in Spanish or some kind of other language. And, you know, I don't remember who it was. I think it was Sister Everett had came over here and started praying with me. She was like, if you want it, tonight can be your night. And she was like, just raise your hands and started praying. And me being an 11-year-old, big-headed kid standing in the middle aisle, and I just asked God simply, you know, I want what they have. If you can just give me a taste of what they have, you know, I would be happy. And before I knew it, I had a change in my life. But I have made bad decisions. I have went down roads that I'm not proud of. You know, I'm not proud to say, you know, oh, I have did great things in my life. I have did great things, but I also made bad decisions. But I have changed. You know, my family see a change in me. My sisters, they see a change in me. You know, I come home, used to get into arguments, and I just go off the hoo-wow, you know, just get mad at everybody. When we start arguing, I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. I'm going in my room. Y'all do what y'all want to do. And she has asked me, you know, what's going on? You know, is that something changed different about you? And it's like, you know, instead of doing all this arguing and fussing, you know, I found something better. And, you know, I found that desire, that kindle a fire inside me, you know, since I've got the Holy Ghost. I mean, that's the best thing you can have. The best thing. It's better than money. It's better than luxurious clothes, cars, watches. Even though I love, you know, clothes and shoes and all that stuff, but it's better than that, you know. I have one more verse, and then I'll be through with y'all guys. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. And I was standing over there a while ago while he was preaching and was reading, and it, you know, came to me and says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ." You know, God give us victory to come out of things. You know, He give us the strength to come out of these, you know, bonds that's holding us back from getting where we need to be with him. You know, God has never changed. And Hebrews 13:8, it says, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He ain't going to change. The world might change, but you can rely on God for sure. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation is, you know, no matter how hard the pain and suffering is, you know, it's a song that I love to listen to, and I know I keep bringing up these songs, but I never knew the song until when Talika came down, I heard the song that said, "Fix It For Me." If you hold to God's unchanging hand and live by his command, you know, you're going through, he will fix it for you. So, you know, if you want to see, like Brother Bacon said, his, you know, my whole family for sure. I got so many Browns. I don't know how I'm related to them. The Malachi, Jacob, Peanut Butter. I mean, I got cousins all over the town. I mean, I'm just be honest with you. This church could not hold my whole entire family. It couldn't hold everybody's family. We have to knock these walls out and build a mega church. You know, I want to see that change. Before God come back, I want to see everybody that's sitting in here, I want to see their family members sitting on these pews, down here worshiping God, you know, seeking his face. You know, that'd be the best thing that ever happened to me. I talk to my mom and them all the time about, you know, you need to make a change in your life. You know, get yourselves together. You know, the sickness you've been through, when she went in the hospital the first time, the doctor came in, the surgeon, he looked at her, and he pulled me and my sisters out. He was like, honestly, like, I don't know. Like, it's a 50-50 chance right now. The way she's looking and everything and the way things are looking, like, she might make it. She might not, but see, God seen something different. He seen a change. He had a change of plan in that situation. And I always tell you, you know, you need to get right. I'm not trying to judge you of what you do, but you need to get right. And I've always told you, you know, come to church like T-Swag. Like you said, you're proud of your mom. You was proud to see her baptized. You know, I want to see my mom baptized. I want to see my mom speaking in tongues. I mean, I never got to see my father get baptized because the morning he got baptized, I had to leave service to church, so I couldn't actually, you know, go and be with him. But he made a change. You know, he didn't know, he knew, and I think he knew that he didn't have much time to live and everything. But he knew, you know, let me get myself right. You know, let me get myself where I need to be with God and everything, because, you know, there's a change coming. And if we hold to God unchanging hand and just let him lead us and guide us down that path, everything will be smooth. So I'm just to close, and I'm going to let Brother Bacon have it. But before I leave tonight, I just want y'all guys to know, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the pain and suffering, hold to God's hand. I mean, he will lead you through things that your family can't lead you through. I've prayed so many nights, and my mom and them, they sometimes think I'll be in there talking on the phone, and I don't be talking on the phone. I actually be in there praying. And, you know, I've asked God, you know, if it's your will for this to happen in this situation, you know, change it. You know, open the door. And surely but slow, he has opened doors for me and everything. So, you know, keep your head up. Don't let nothing come against you. You know, make that change. You know, it's always good to make a change for the better instead of the worse.
What happens if you're outside and it starts raining and all the dirt turns to mud and you get out there and you get a little bit on you and you feel all dirty and stuff, don't you? Feel all nasty and dirty. It's always good to go in and get a change of clothes. On a hot day in July, September, and August when it's 105 degrees outside and you're sweating, been outside all day, been at work all day, dirty, hair's all matted and smelling kind of bad. It's always good, Brother Brandon, isn't it, to go in and get a hot shower and change. Yeah. It's always good to have a little bit of change in your life. Genesis chapter 35 and verse number 2, if you guys will stand up with us tonight, please. Genesis 35 and chapter 2. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. Jacob had a made up mind inside of him that something's going to change in our house. Put away all your you strange gods, be clean and change your garments. Tonight, I invite you to these altars to change your garments, to have that change come about your life. I'm not saying that all of us are sinners here tonight, but you know where you are with God.
Yeah.
Nobody has to tell you, but the Terrence, you're sinning, you're doing this. Nobody has to tell you that. You have a conscience.
Yeah.
You have conviction on your life. You know what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that you're doing wrong, but only you know. If everybody will come down, please, tonight. And let's pray and let's ask God to have that change in our life. That good change that Brother Kevin was talking about. We don't want that old bad, nasty change, but we want that good change that God has given. And it's a free gift. It is a free gift for us tonight. Hallelujah. God, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me, Lord God. There's an old song that says that. Whatever you're doing, don't do it without me. I want to be in the middle, Lord God. I want change in my life, Jesus. I need the Holy Ghost, God, to lead me and to guide me, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need that fire from heaven, Lord God. We need that anointing, Lord God, upon our lives, Jesus. God, we need things to change in our lives, God, and in our homes, and in our schools, God. But first of all, God, we need it to change with us, God. We need it to happen with us.
Change me, Lord.
We need that change, God, to spark a fire within us, Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to touch every young person that is here tonight, Jesus. Change their life, Lord Jesus, God. Cleanse their heart. Cleanse their mind, Jesus. I'd lift them up, God, when they're discouraged, Lord Jesus. I'd give them strength, Lord God, when they're weak, Jesus.
You want it to be.
In the name of Jesus, God, tonight, we ask for your anointing, Lord God. We ask for that change, Jesus. Hallelujah, that Holy Ghost change, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 whatever
change
you're doing,
me,
Lord,
Lord.
Don't do it without me.
Change me, Lord. Don't let me stay the same. For I long to be more like you. Just what you want it to be. Oh. Please change me. Change me, dear Lord. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Don't let me stay the same, for I long to be more like you.
Back in 2008, when Obama was just now being introduced as the Democratical or the Democrat running, everything that he was saying was about change. Do you want change? Change is coming. Change is going to happen. And in the last 5 years, we have saw so much change to our lives, to our country, to our Constitution. So many changes that are not very good. Sometimes change happens in your life that you can't do anything about it. Amen? I'm very thankful that we live in the United States of America, because even now we still have a lot of freedom that other countries do not have. Please don't get me wrong. Very thankful. But there are some changes in our life that we can't do anything about. But there's one change in your life that you can do something about. It is your decision. It is your choice whether you change and be on God's side or whether you change and be on the enemy's side. don't know about y'all, but I want to choose tonight to be on God's side. We all know that the Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you so much for coming tonight. Lord bless you, Brother Kevin. Thank you for ministering to us tonight. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sister Sheree, thank you for coming and playing for us. Appreciate it. Amen. I thank the Lord for all of you young people who made a sacrifice to be here tonight.
Amen.
Some of you just got off work. Some of you just got there mowing the yard, work. Some of you have just been sitting around the house all day doing nothing, chilling, taking it easy. Some of you have been washing clothes all day, ironing and folding. At least that's what she wants me to think that she's been doing. Lord bless everybody tonight. Please keep in mind that next Saturday we're going to be doing tamales. I'm going to be cooking a test run of them tomorrow. I'm not going to do a whole bunch because it's a lot of work with one person, two people, three people. But anyway, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about all the orders that we've already got. I think we've already got maybe like 25, 30 orders already. So I'm excited. Yes, and Sister Bacon is working on forms for you to get and to pass out. Yes, I will have them for you Sunday. And also, don't forget HYC is coming up at the end of this month. Amen. Excited about that. That's okay. I'm excited. Yes, sir. $10. And if you have any money for roses that you haven't turned in yet, please, 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 get with me tonight. Amen. Lord bless you guys. Lord bless y'all.
Enough for tonight. I didn't do that.
So water bugs are just, they just crawl and look yucky?
They pretty much, go, I think, where there's water and stuff like that.
Oh, that would make sense. There's no water back there. Maybe they got confused because I have pictures of water on the computer, so maybe it confused them.
But usually they say, like, in the cracked walls, you know, so they get the water bugs.
Okay. Ah. Well, I learned something new. We need Meredith here. We need to bring her over so she can...
She can befriend the future.
At least you have practice for pop.
Yeah, I'm getting really good at it. I'm gonna.